1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump speaks out after surrendering to authorities in Georgia to face charges of conspiring to undermine the 2020 election. CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
Former President Donald Trump left the Fulton County Jail, where he was booked on charges he conspired to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice.
It is the 2024 GOP frontrunner's fourth indictment since April.
Afterwards, Trump once again denied any wrongdoing.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is calling for the trial to begin in late October for all 19 defendants. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Atlanta.
Michigan is getting hit with severe storms and tornado warnings in Wayne and Monroe counties. WWJ-TV meteorologist Ahmed Badji on vehicle damage from a suspected tornado on I-96 near Williamston, Michigan.
Overturned semi right now. Wow. Okay, so that is likely from that tornado that touched down near there earlier this evening.
Southeast Michigan was slammed by storms last night that caused flooding that even blocked access to a Metro Detroit airport terminal for several hours. Two San Antonio police officers were shot and taken to local hospitals while trying to apprehend a man wanted on multiple warrants. Police Chief William McManus says the suspect holed up in an apartment building.
He fired at another officer, hit him multiple times. Both of those officers were transported to local hospitals with serious injuries.
Police have identified the suspect responsible for a mass shooting last night at a popular bar just south of Los Angeles. Authorities say retired police officer John Snowling killed three people before being fatally shot by deputies. CBS's Carter Evans reports the gunman also wounded a half dozen others.
Now, the six survivors were all rushed to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Two are in critical condition, including the suspect's estranged wife. The other four are stable.
The current spike in COVID-19 cases is being blamed on summer travel, with more people staying indoors to avoid the brutal heat. KOVR-TV Shante Passmore reports.
Bay Area hospitals on defense. Kaiser Permanente confirms its Santa Rosa facilities reinstated mask mandates. Sutter Health tells me healthcare workers are masking in their San Francisco facilities following county mask requirements. Closer to home, the healthcare networks say that's not the case in the greater Sacramento area.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 374 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 64. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates.
Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hey, Jane. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
Why is cell phone reception so good in Wisconsin?
We
have lots of towers.
Because even the smallest towns have at least four bars.
Oh!
Da-da-da!
Shrimshot!
It is National Tell-A-Joke today.
Oh, no.
National Tell-A-Joke Day today. So throughout today's show, we're going to sprinkle in jokes, and we would love to hear your best joke. So as you are listening today, feel free to text in your favorite dad joke, your favorite pun.
Just keep it clean.
I mean, it can be a little dirty, but, you know.
There's no swears.
No swears. Use your discretion. 844-967-2789. Yes, it is. It is so unfortunate because Greg Bach is not here today.
I know.
To enjoy National Tell-A-Joke Day.
Oh, some of these would give him pain,
us.
I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll bust out some of the jokes I had in my stand-up at one point. And luckily it's radio, so I won't be able to hear no one laugh. But to get to the topic to start today, what responsibility do businesses have when it comes to hosting or not hosting controversial organizations or groups? You know, is it worth boycotting businesses when they choose to host controversial groups? Is it worth doxing might be a strong word, but, you know, outing them when they choose not, outing people who work for those organizations when they choose not to? Because this is a story from last week, but it's kind of ongoing, that Moms for Liberty, which we have talked about, you know, it's a national group with multiple chapters in Wisconsin. It has been designated a hate group by Southern Poverty Law Center. Some people contend that that is a bad or false categorization. But they were planning multiple events, or are planning multiple events, to coincide with the RNC debate.
Next week.
And they said their town hall event was canceled, according to them, according to Moms for Liberty, because the fight for parental rights is so controversial. So this has kind of been an ongoing story of where are they going, where are they not going. But the group had planned a town hall with presidential candidates for 10 a.m. August 23rd. So that's the morning of the debate next week. And there was confusion about where the event was going to be located. And a spokesperson for Moms for Liberty told the Journal Sentinel last week that the event would be at the Italian Community Center.
The ICC.
The ICC, which is owned by Barlotta, the restaurant group.
Right.
And then on Saturday, a spokesperson from Barlotta said there was no event booked for August 23rd at the center and that there will be not be an event for Moms for Liberty at the Italian Community Center. On Monday, Moms for Liberty said the Italian Community Center canceled their event. Now, there's also other events happening confirmed at the Pfister. At one point, people were saying it was going to happen at the St. Kate. Both the Pfister and the St. Kate in Milwaukee, you know, two of the nicest hotels in Milwaukee, both owned by the Marcus Group, which owns
tons of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Including, you know, like the Marcus Theaters, which you've probably attended. And that one, someone from the Marcus Group has confirmed that it is at the Pfister. It is not the St. Kate. And there's one group that is protesting, which I think is within their right. But there was also a Reddit thread that started saying, since Marcus is okay hosting Moms for Liberty at the Pfister, should you want to choose an alternative hotel, water park, restaurant, or movie theater instead of one owned by Marcus in the future? Their entire lineup is listed on their site. And on the flip side of that, on the other side of that coin, Wisconsin Right Now wrote up about the ICC canceling the event and basically outed the woman who was the president, not outed, but like put her name out there.
Fingered her.
And, you know, Wisconsin Right Now has some followers who may take it into their own hands to
take it further.
Yeah, take it further. But they started retweeting things that this woman, who is the president of the Italian Community Center, has tweeted in the past. Clearly, this woman is anti-Trump-ish. But the question becomes, you know, in these situations when these groups, book places because they believe that they have, you know, they have a right to assemble and everything. What responsibility is it on the companies that have event spaces to say, no,
we don't want you.
We don't want you. And also, but on this, like when they do, because they're a business and that's part of their business model, and it doesn't necessarily mean they support those groups. Is it fair to protest and boycott them? 844-967-2789. What do you think? I mean, as much as you can disagree with Moms for Liberty, should they just not be allowed to host their events anywhere because people disagree with them? I don't know. 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
It's really complicated because, again, free enterprise, right? They're privately held companies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to host this group, because you need the money or whatever, this is how you run your business, you should certainly be entitled to do that. At the same time, we have the right to protest peacefully. But all this targeting and all this fingering people and that's scary to me. Because we've already seen over the last 5 years, people who have taken things into their own hands and committed violence.
Yeah.
And that's a very real consideration these days.
So you mean like you're talking about more of Wisconsin Right Now highlighting the president of the ICC?
The ICC, absolutely. I think that's really irresponsible. Look at what happened to those two election workers in Georgia. Their lives were destroyed.
And I mean, and what they're trying to point out is that this woman is clearly biased. But like, isn't that within her right?
And don't we all have bias?
She won't lose her job for turning down an event. Because ultimately, if everything comes back to the bottom line of my job, this is how I'm judged by doing my job. And mostly, if you are in event space, you need to book events and get revenue for hosting those events. And so if ICC has enough demand that she felt like it was within their right to not host that committee, even if she did it for her own political reasons, or because apparently they canceled they originally took the deposit and then they canceled it after the Journal Sentinel article was printed. So maybe they wanted to avoid the protests, which then is, again, within people's rights to protest. But ultimately, like, where do you draw the line on this stuff as far as businesses need to make money? And
it's up to their discretion.
Like, but to play the other side of that, like how extreme does the group need to be? Because, like, I'm not sure the Pfister would be taking a Nazi group.
Proud Boys.
Proud Boys. So I don't know. I just think it's local. It's a local issue here, and it's something that I think Milwaukee specifically with the convention next year, how many places are you going to boycott? How many places that are trying to take advantage of the situation of 50,000 people descending upon the city, looking for spaces to host parties, host panels, host all these different like town meetings, town halls. And so like every place that hosts a group that you don't agree with, you're going to boycott?
It's going to be very time consuming. It is. You better clear your calendar.
And so would love to hear from you as far as where is the line when it comes to the responsibility of businesses to either take all groups, use their discretion, and on the flip side, when they do use their discretion, people wanting to protest and boycott those businesses. 844-967-2789. Because, you know, it's like, are we, for everyone who's still upset about the RNC coming at all, are you just going to, like, never go to the Wisconsin Center again?
Ever? And that's your form of protest?
And, you know, especially something with the Marcus Group. The Marcus Group does a lot. They give a lot of money away. They're a big part of the Milwaukee community.
For sure.
And so, does that count for anything? Or is it just because of this one thing that you're now, you know, at least according to this Reddit thread, people are saying, you know, jumping on the bandwagon as far as, like, I hate that company. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Well.
do that sound once more. Oh, thank you. I love that.
I sound like a Muppet. We would love to hear from you on this topic and your thoughts on more, you know, specifically maybe the Moms for Liberty and them hosting their events in Milwaukee this coming week over the next year. But more generally, knowing that this is coming ahead of us in a year from now when the RNC comes to Milwaukee, what responsibility and discretion should businesses be using when it comes to who they let rent out their space? 844-967-2789.
And don't forget, it is National Joke Day.
Yes.
So if you have a joke, you can text it in. You can call it in. 844-967-2789.
We'll come back with a joke, either mine or a caller's. So if you got one, call now. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NITLight.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. It is National Tell-A-Joke Day, and I think we got someone who has a joke.
We do. Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. We are so ready for your joke.
Well, it's really not so much a joke. It's a true story, and it's really sad. So my wife and I wanted to join our church, and our pastor said, well, if you want to join the church, you have to show restraint and willpower. And he said to us, he says, you cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. My wife and I looked at each other and we said, oh my gosh, you know. Then there's another couple that was there that was married 20 years. And the pastor said the same thing to them. You cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. And they said, oh man, that's going to be tough. And then there was another couple there that just got married last week. And they said, oh my gosh, we want to join the church so bad, but you know, this is going to be very difficult, but we're going to try. So all three couples, we went off for a month. We came back, and the pastor said, well, Gary and Beth, how did you guys do? Because we've been married for 50 years. And we said, no problem at all, pastor. We're great. He said, okay, you can join the church. Then he asked the other couple that was married 20 years, and they said, oh, man, we struggled. But we did it for 30 days. We withheld, you know, making love. And then all of a sudden, he said, okay, you can join the church, too. The last couple that was only married for 1 week, they said, oh, pastor, we made it for an hour, and I'm sorry. What happened was my wife had a can of corn in her hand, and she dropped it on the floor, and I looked at her, and I said, I can't stand it. I just grabbed it. We made mad, passionate love right there. And they said, well, you can't join the church. And they said, yeah, that's not the only problem. We can't go back to that supermarket anymore either.
Good payoff. Good payoff, Gary.
A nice one, Gary.
Make whoopee. Thanks for the joke, Gary. If you have a joke for us today, feel free to text it in, call it in. We will be doing this the whole day. I have some up my sleeve.
That is a different skill set. I
just
don't,
remembering jokes.
Remembering jokes. I don't remember jokes.
I don't really. I have one that I'm going to tell later in the show that I've known, the one that I've stuck with since I was a kid. As a kid, I feel like I knew more jokes.
The simple
Yeah.
You know, snowman jokes and reindeer jokes.
But now, less so. Then we got one more from Josh Egan on the YouTube live stream. You can always watch us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, along with listen to us at As Goes Wisconsin. When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
Oh, I got to find a rim shot. Another one, texter from the 414, my favorite dad joke. I'll try and do my best. How deep is a frog pond? Knee deep. Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Got it.
Knee deep.
All right. Well, keep those coming. We are going to do that the whole day because this show is supposed to be funny.
It's National Joke
Even
Day.
Though sometimes it's not. the topic at hand, though, is this debate over letting the Moms for Liberty groups in Wisconsin host events at different venues, and then the reaction to those venues for running their business and letting them have their events there. And is it not up to the discretion of the business? Do they deserve to be boycotted or protested if they do let groups like that have their events there? Do they deserve to get scorn from, you know, let's say in this example, from the right, if they choose not to? Or is this just business as usual and you should be protesting the groups if you disagree with the groups rather than the businesses? We have a comment from Joe McClear, our friend. Everyone is going to make their own personal determination when an organization goes too far and when it's not okay for another organization to host them. There will always be an give and take in this area. But Moms for Liberty, of all groups, has no standing to complain about this. Scarlett Johnson, a very prominent and vocal Wisconsin Moms for Liberty member, notoriously went scorched earth on Target for simply having a pride section during Pride Month. Goose gander something something.
That's not a bad point.
That's true. It's like, oh,
oops,
I can protest you,
but you can't,
but you
do
can't
that
protest
me.
That to me because we're just, this is just parental rights.
Yeah.
But that's where I come back to this. I feel like the ability that it's because what are you going to do? I mean, basically, you can be mad at the Common Council and Chevy Johnson and David Crowley, who are all Democrats who voted to have the RNC come. But now that they're coming, like, are you really going to boycott every business that tries to take advantage of the situation? I just don't think that's
realistic.
Well, or even fair. Like, you know, if some of these businesses are in the situation where, like, they're doing well enough that they can stick by their political beliefs and they don't want to host people, great. But, like, I don't know if you can really begrudge them for, like, give me your money. You know, but get your deposit up front so they can not pay you later.
844-967-2789. Beverly from Richland Center. Good morning, Beverly. What do you think? We got about a minute and a half.
I think we've got every right and responsibility to boycott certain groups.
The groups or the business?
Somebody like Moms. Well, even like for Moms for Justice, they are promoting such hate. Any business that's willing to allow them in, I think we have a right and a responsibility to fight against that. Now, we don't have a lot of tools to use. We've got the rule of law, we've got voting, and we've got our voices and our feet to stand up against things that we think are wrong. And so I think using our voices and our feet is something we have to do.
All right. So you think it's fair game that that we protest the groups like the Pfister?
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. And like, and
thanks a lot, Beverly.
Thanks for the call, Beverly. And I think like, and for me personally, I'm not a Moms for Liberty fan.
I'm not either.
But it's just not the last story of this that we're going to hear. And so I'm interested to hear from you. I think we just had a caller who might have let go. Call back if you can, because we will take it on the other side of the break. 844-967-2789 if you have thoughts about this. But then we also have some good, the bad, and the throttling. And then we're also going to talk about the Rebecca Bradley Wikipedia story before the end of the hour. So stay with us. Tell us your jokes. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You came mean that. Don't you come back. Oh, nah, baby.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 64. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Say there's only one thing for me, nothing he can do, cause only
Fabulous Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And this is our Thursday segment, Public Cervix Announcement, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have any questions, we got her for 15 more minutes. So you can text it in. You can call it in. 844-967-2789. But I know you wanted to say one more thing about our last topic on rising cancer rates of younger people, especially younger women.
Two things. The first thing was, do you know what the greatest rise in incidence, the cancer that was the fastest growing in young people? Can guess what it was?
Not uterine, not breast cancer.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Appendix. It was appendix cancer.
What?
The incidence rose by 15%. Yes, it was a lot.
What? How are you getting cancer in something that you don't even need?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the question. So when these kinds of studies come out, they give you all of this information and then you pick through it and you go, okay, now what kind of specific study do I need to do? So do they need to do a study where young people get like opportunistic appendectomies? So if I'm going in to fix somebody's ovarian cyst, do I just automatically take out their appendix so that they can't get appendix cancer in the future? You know, those kinds of things. Like, it really changes the way we suggest screening, and we do a lot of other research and focus our, you know, dollars and resources. So that's the kind of study that this is. This is not a study that should make every person under 50 go, oh my God, I'm going to die from cancer at a really young age. No, just be smart. Eat a healthy diet. Exercise regularly. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Get sleep. Sleep is so important. And if you're not sleeping well, there are ways that you can investigate your sleep to figure out whether there are opportunities like, you know, breathing things or comfort things in your rooms or bad habits that you've picked up, like looking at your phone until you go directly to sleep because that light stimulates your brain.
I don't know anyone who would do that, Dr. Lyerly.
Certainly not my husband.
No.
Yeah. Does anybody not do that?
I know.
That's always the last thing.
Does anybody not take their phone into the bathroom with them to keep them occupied? Jane, do you do that?
Now I do. It's with me. It's my husband calls it my third arm. My phone is with me wherever I go. It's my life.
So we're going to get to healthy lifestyle in just a second, but I also wanted to tackle this topic because I think it's so interesting. Oh, no, wait, I want to go back to appendix before we move on from that. So wait, appendix cancer. Is the treatment, they just take it out, but like, is the risk that it can just like any cancer just spreads before they actually catch it?
Yeah, if you catch it early before it's spread anywhere else, like, good for you, bonus. But if you don't, it's part of the GI cancers. So when you look at the study, they talk about the rise in GI cancers. But the big GI cancer, your appendix is part of your bowels. So the big cancer that was rising was the appendix cancer, but also bile duct and pancreas cancer were rising at alarming rates. So what's going on between your mouth and your butt that is causing these things to happen in young people? We need more information.
Well, we definitely need, my inclination is to blame how much processed food like is offered to us and the ingredients in the food that we are eating, at least the convenient food that we are eating.
Is that your gut feeling?
That is my gut feeling. Good pun. You missed our, yesterday was National Tell a Joke Day. So we got a lot of good jokes yesterday, but we're going to try to figure out a way to make that a recurring segment. And before we move on from appendix, it sounds like Tom from Cedarburg is on the phone and has another question about appendix.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, ladies. I just want to say I hope that your segment's going to be an hour now and not just a half hour.
Oh.
But my question is, I had talked to my aunt yesterday. My dad is gone now, but his sister's still living. She's 87. And she was saying that some more people in my bloodline and on that side had appendicitis. And also, I know my dad's mom and my mom's mom almost died of gallbladder issues. One burst, and my mom's mom and my dad's mom had a really tough surgery back in like the 40s and stuff. But my gallbladder's out now too. But I'm wondering, you know, how that would affect me with the appendicitis and other relatives.
I think that brings up a really important point, Tom, which is it's really necessary to know your family history, because if there's a cancer present for some of these things like gallbladder, it can often just be like an infection. And if an infection brews and causes a gallbladder to actually burst, then that infection can get all throughout your body and it can cause sepsis and really, really bad sickness. But if there's a cancer there, then it's worthwhile to look and see, is there a pattern there? And is that cancer potentially related to other cancers in your family? And talking with a genetic counselor is a really helpful way to look at that pedigree and then maybe even get some blood work and look at your DNA to see what are your specific risk factors. This can be a very helpful tool as you make important decisions about your lifestyle, but also as you're thinking about how to approach screening for certain cancers in the future.
Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Absolutely. Thanks for the question.
Can I say one last thing about the appendix? As much as I hate to be critical, is that not a design flaw to have an organ that does nothing? I'm just saying.
But at one time, did it something? Is that what the evolutionary biologists think? That at one point it was helpful, and then it's still there, but we've just stopped being useful.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't have one. Raise your hand if you have an appendix.
Oh, you don't have an appendix?
When I was five, my mom was terrified. If you can imagine a five-year-old,
oh my,
like losing her, not very happy. And I remember, my distinct memory from getting my appendix out is we were at the emergency room, and I was scared of going into surgery. And I think I started to lie. I'm like, I'm just feeling better. I think I'm feeling better. I think we can just go. And someone did, like, I think that either the nurse or whoever like put, like just like hovered their hand over my stomach. And I just like screamed. They're like, all right, we got to go.
Nice try though. That was good.
All right. So moving on, I'd love to get, and I'm sure it is your opinion as your medical opinion, but I think about this a lot as far as how often obesity and being overweight comes up in an indicating factor for so many different things, and why, like last week, we ended up not getting to talk about the Wegovy and Ozempic and stuff, and like the balance between fat phobia and all of these things where we can point at people who we deem to be overweight and say, you're not healthy. But then there are also people who are bigger, who are way healthier than I am. And so like when we talk about obesity, what is a inclusive way to talk about it that takes into consideration that if you're eating well, you're exercising, but you're still a size 12, 14, 16, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are, or does it? I don't know.
I think this is a really hard topic that we are not good at talking about. You know, by 2030, 50% of our population will fit into that category of obesity, which just means that your BMI is over 30. And we know that BMI, you alluded to this earlier, BMI is not actually a great indicator of how healthy you are. There are better ways to do it, but BMI is just simple because it's just a ratio of your height and your weight. But if we actually could like look at what is the fat composition of your body, what is the muscle and bone composition of your body, that would be a much more accurate way to determine how healthy someone is. But when it comes to talking about obesity, it's complicated. And, you know, in between live episodes here, we were chatting a little bit about Lizzo.
Granted, take away her recent controversy of what's happening, but I challenge anyone to perform the way Lizzo does and sing and play the flute and dance for a 2.5-hour show multiple nights a week. And tell me, yes, she's not healthy. And you can get up and do that, I'm sure. And so, like, it's hard for me to imagine that, like, you can say both, like, both things can be true. Like, you can be that big and still be in really good shape.
It's so hard. And she has struggled with her weight. I don't know if you've ever heard her talk about when she was in high school and she would be on all these fad diets and really had a body image issue. So when I think of Lizzo, I think about body positivity and everything that you're talking about. She is very active. But the truth, when you look at the raw data, is she's still at risk for blood pressure problems and diabetes and cancers, just because her BMI is likely over 30. So it's associations, and that's like the big public health, population health level. But when you are talking about your own individual health, you have to look at things like what Tom called about. What is my family? What is my genetic composition? What are my personal risk factors? What kind of a body do I have? I remember being a teenager, and Kristen, I know you were like this, and Jane, I would be surprised if you weren't. I remember looking at supermodels and thinking, I could totally have that body if I just worked out better and if I was smarter and ate like less Doritos, fewer Doritos. But, you know, the truth is my body is different than Gisele Bündchen's body, is different than Lizzo's body. We all have different bodies. So being able to be honest with ourselves, positive, but also adopt those healthy habits where we're eating a healthy diet with fewer processed foods in appropriate quantities, where we're getting appropriate exercise, not just burning calories, but the strength training, the weightlifting that maybe doesn't give you the big calorie burn, but gives you the skeleton strength, the structural strength to continue to be healthy long into old age. That is something that we are really bad in our messaging about. We need to do a better job of promoting health and instead of just fighting disease.
Yeah. And or just obtaining thinness.
Well, right. And it's about, yes. It's about maintaining realistic expectations as well. You're both very tall ladies. I'm 5'4".
You did look like a peanut in that picture that we posted.
I'm sure. I look like a munchkin. But, you know, I'm never going to be a 5'9", 112 redheaded supermodel with emerald eyes. It's just not going to happen.
Me either.
Well, and I think about this a lot because, like you said, like I'm 5'10", my dad's 6'8", and is a beanpole. I'm basically, and like I've been really lucky through this pregnancy. Like I'm not uncomfortably large and stuff. And I think I'm attributing that to being tall, so she has more room to spread out. But you know, but I am the first one to admit that like I'm not working out as much as I should, and so but like I have the luxury of that in our culture. We've said, well, just because you look thin, so you must be healthy. But it's like, I don't have to work that hard to stay this thin compared to a lot of other people. So does that inherently make me healthier just because that's the genetic lottery?
In part, yes.
Oh, that's so unfair. I mean, not for me. That's lucky for me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's basically what you're saying, that even you can do all the right things, but you have to work that much harder if you're just predetermined to have a bigger body.
Yeah, well, it's like having a cancer gene. I mean, if you have like a BRCA gene, which puts you at risk for developing breast cancer, maybe ovarian cancer, those are your genes. So all you can do is educate yourself, know about it so that you get the right screening and you know what to look for. So if something does pop up, you can treat it right away.
That's a good way to put it. All right, well, I want to end on this because it's partially funny, but also could be fascinating. A pig kidney implanted into a human body is still working after a month. This is fascinating to me.
And there's so much in that headline.
I know, we only have 2 minutes, but what is your takeaway from the fact that basically into a man who probably, I'm assuming, donated his body to science, he's brain dead, but still alive, his body's still functioning, and they implanted a pig kidney into him. Thoughts?
I think it's fascinating. So we've done this xenotransplantation kind of a lot, just trying to figure out how can we use animal parts to treat our failing human parts. And it's always kind of failed, in part because of immune issues, but also because ethically, it's really kind of a challenging thing to do. So in this situation, this is a man who died of brain cancer, and they took out his kidneys and the family donated his body, and they put in the pig's kidney as well as the pig's thymus, which is a critical part of the immune system. And I mean, it's functioning. So there's potential for this in the future, but we need to continue to have organ donors, cadaver donors. Folks, when you're thinking about your post-life plans, those are really important things to think about. DonorRegistry.wisconsin.gov.
All right. Did leave enough time for that one, but Dr. Lyerly, so much fun. We'll see you again next week. This has been Public Service Announcement on As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Call Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Brand new look, same great radio. Locally grown radio WFHR and WisCountry 105.5 WIRI are getting a makeover and you're invited to check it out. Not only are WFHR.com and WisCountry.com getting a refresh, we have new logos for each station. Look for them online and on social media and keep on listening. We've got swag giveaways and the Name the WisCountry Chicken Contest coming soon. Join us as we celebrate WFHR and WIRI more local than ever.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Doing anything, I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone, cause today I swear.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's fun because sometimes the conversation, we were not planning to talk about the obesity thing.
No.
With Dr. Liley. And
we
then
never know
just,
where it's going to go sometimes.
And then you just, the beauty of live radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I will be gone tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're not, will not be a replay. Jane's gonna be in the big chair.
Yeah. And Greg Bach will be producing. Todd Alba is going to join us for our civic media crossover from 10:30 to 11. And then we are going to be talking to a bird expert about the, if I'm saying this correctly, the roseate spoonbill that was spotted unexpectedly near Green Bay a couple of weeks ago.
Wait, is this like a seagull associated?
Listen tomorrow.
All right. You have to listen to what kind of bird this rare bird.
This rare bird and what makes it so unique. And I just know that when I told Greg about it, he was like, we're going to talk about what? And I said, remember when we talked to the DNR about the tree roots that can punch through your house? And it turned out to be a really interesting conversation.
He probably didn't listen to that one.
Oh, well.
Well, I remember it, though.
It was good.
Yeah, so you will be here so that we'll have a live show tomorrow. But I am off because Mike is getting back surgery tomorrow. And as a good wife, I am going to be at the hospital, probably getting work done.
4 hours.
And you know, knock on wood, that is just sitting there and is uneventful. And then I can go see him come out of his anesthesia and he'll get some funny videos of him being ridiculous.
You're not really going to do that to him, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to video?
When my dad came out of his neck surgery, it was some of the funniest. We've never laughed so hard. And he laughed about it later, too. He kept, like, reaching for the air. No, I forgot. There was something he was reaching for that he was trying to, like, turn on the TV. But I think he was using his bed thing. And he was really funny when he first woke up. And so Mike has a good enough sense of humor. He'll want to see it afterwards.
Oh, wow. That is my worst nightmare.
But he is excited. It's a lower. He found out this week that it's the same surgery that Tiger Woods had in 2019. And then he won the Masters the following year.
Look at that.
So Mike's feeling like he'll be able to, you know, maybe train for the Olympics post surgery at, you know, the ripe age of 40. But yeah, so I will be there helping him out tomorrow. And so thank you for covering for me.
Absolutely. It's a little warm up for when you're on maternity leave.
Yeah, I know. Are you getting ready for that?
I'm a little nervous. I don't want to crash the ship while you're
gone. What are you the most nervous about?
Sounding intelligent.
Do you don't think you sound intelligent on the show now?
There are days when I think I fake it better than others.
But I also feel like you're doing lots of different things while also adding to the show. Like, you're answering the phone, you're finding music, you're making sure we're getting in and out. Like, are you excited at all to not have to worry about that stuff and just have to worry about talking?
It will be different.
Okay.
That's for sure. But I'm also having, this is so silly, I'm having loss of control issues because I won't be producing. And
you
I've told
to trust Greg to pick touch the buttons.
No, I'm not worried about him running the board. It's like, but I wanted a different song.
Oh.
And I would have used this song. And also, and I've mentioned this on the air before, since I have become a producer, I have become slightly power mad because I control everyone's volume. So if I don't want to hear you, I turn you off. It's the ultimate power,
it
Kristen.
Is.
Wah-ha, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
There, and you have a lot less power over here.
I know.
Because there is no board.
I know.
And so, you'll be dependent on him.
I know.
It's a weird feeling, right?
Yes. You have to trust.
How are you with you? How is your trust levels?
I'm fine.
When's the last time you did a trust fall?
Oh, God, never. I wouldn't trust anyone to catch me. Are you nuts? No, I'm kidding. It'll just be different. And I'm kidding Greg as well. I know he's going to do a great job. And then while you're on maternity leave, we're going to have some rotating co-hosts.
I know. So what's the lineup so far that you've set up for? So unless baby comes early, this is starting September. Let me make sure the date. September 25th is my first day gone, unless kid gets here early.
So
what have you started to line up for that?
Todd Alba will be joining me for the first hour on Mondays.
Okay.
The one and only Dominic Salvia will be here for the whole show on Tuesdays. And we're still going to have Dan Schaefer when he's available to join us on Tuesdays. Wednesday, it will be Greg Bach and I.
Nice.
On Thursdays, also flying solo for right now. And then Carol Kane. The one and only Carol Kane is going to be joining me every Friday while you're gone. And I know that Maggie Dawn wants to join us on some of those Fridays.
On some of those Fridays.
Well. Yeah.
That is, that would be quite the, I don't know who's, how are you guys going to talk? I feel like you're going to talk over each other. The three of you in a room together. That will be really fun shows.
It will
shows.
Be interesting. It will be very estrogen heavy, but I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I mean, this show's already estrogen heavy, isn't it?
That's true.
Well, I'm really excited to get Carol on here because, you know, especially the two of you together as far as the longevity of Southeastern Wisconsin radio legends.
We've both been around a long time. We're not dead yet.
Not dead yet. That's what you should call it.
Not dead.
Every Friday, just have it. Have fancy Brian make an intro that says not dead yet.
I am absolutely into that.
And that's the Friday show is As Goes Wisconsin presents Not Dead Yet with Jane and Carol.
Carol and I have always laughed about radio legends, and essentially a radio legend just means you're not dead yet. So I think we will jump on that. And Fridays with Jane and Carol, we're not dead.
There you go.
I love it.
We nailed it.
I love it.
We nailed it. All right. Well, thank you to Dr. Lyerly, as always, for joining us today. And thank you for the callers.
All the texts
today. But
and can I throw in one thing about the text line, too? If you ever want me to respond to the text line, you have to subscribe. I don't know why this is, but I cannot respond to your texts.
Do we know how they subscribe? That's interesting, because you'd think if you're just texting 844, is there an option?
You would be able to, but I can't respond to everything. So it's not like I'm ignoring you. I don't have this available to me.
So we'll try to figure that out. But yeah, when you text 844-967-2789, we do see all of them, even
yes,
the mean ones. And
yes,
then also
do.
When you, but you can also download the app if you have not done that yet, the Civic Media app in either in your app store, wherever you find it. You can get all of the Civic Media stations, when you download that. But then you can also call and text and email
directly from the
app.
It's pretty slick.
To each station, and it gets funneled to the correct show, because obviously there's multiple shows going on during the day. But so if you have not done that yet, definitely do that. If you missed any part of today's show, go back and listen to the podcast. You can find that on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get podcasts. You can also find that. And the show notes always on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. We have stuff from yesterday. But yeah, so it's kind of a long weekend, but I will be playing nurse. So well, it's not really a long weekend.
All the best to Michael's surgery.
Yes. So we will be back. I will be back on Monday. Tune in tomorrow for Greg and Jane. And this has been As Goes Wisconsin. I don't feel like doing anything.
I just want to lay in my bed. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.